You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every week, we bring you a story about money. This week, a comedian explains how what seemed like a huge waste of money actually turned into a valuable investment.
My name is Kurt Brownoler, and I am a comedian. I don't even know why I'm being interviewed about money, because this is probably what could be construed as the biggest waste of money. I moved to New York in 1998, and I first saw, like, my first long-form improv show at the Upright Citizens Brigade in 98, and I was like, oh, I want to try this. And so I worked a 9-to-5 job every single day in order to fund my burgeoning beginnings of a comedy career. This was, like, the early days of the Upright Citizens Brigade, and they had set up, like, an email that every week would be sent out from the UCB of, like, people looking for things or whatever, and my friend Matt put this posting up saying, Changwin, half chicken, half penguin, looking for his evil half-brother Chunk, half chicken, half skunk, hit me up. I just read that, and it made no sense to me, and I was like, oh, I'm going to do that. We met, and then we started doing this, what the Village Voice later described as riot performance art. It was Changwin, who's half chicken, half penguin. He's about 9 feet tall, and he would lay actual eggs out of his butt. And then there was Chunk, who was his evil half-brother, who's half chicken, half skunk. And he was about 10 feet tall, and he would shoot water out of his tail. We would meet in the middle of the street in New York City at an agreed-upon time. I was inside Chunk, and he was inside Changwin Matt, and had these battles that slowly started from just us bumping up against each other until one of us fell over, until they became these, like, large-scale performance pieces with bands, and we would end up shutting down streets and, 3,000 people playing with us. And this required, a big infrastructure. We had to rent these huge cube trucks to pick the animals up. We had to, create the animals, which cost probably, if you built them now, they would probably each cost about $8,000 each. We had to costume all the peoples, because Changwin had a posse and Chunk had a posse. These events that we would put on for free, we ended up sinking $20,000 of our own money into it over a course of 5 years. And so that is a lot of money, especially for someone who's working a day job just to pay for it. From a financial standpoint, this yields no gain. This is just there for the experience of it, and then it disappears. It's essentially like throwing money into the air. We just really wanted to make something. We wanted to make something that was beautiful for just a moment, and then it disappeared. That money I spent and the time and effort I put into it, I almost see as kind of a weird investment. So many of the people that I met then, I still work with now. Another thing that I think is very difficult to monetize is how you perceive what you can do. Before doing Chunk and Changwin, I had no idea that these kind of mass public spectacles could be pulled off and that they could have the effect that they do. And that has influenced, all of the things I've done since then. I recently ran a Kickstarter to raise $6,000, and we skywrote a joke in the sky over Los Angeles, so we had an actual skywriter write, "How do I land?" And then I recently just jet-skied from Chicago to New Orleans in order to raise money to send 500 goats to Africa through heifer.org. And so using the world as your stage, it wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have known that was possible if I hadn't sunk all that money into Changwin and Chunk back in the day.
You can see Kurt Brownoer's latest public spectacle, where he rides a jet ski down the Mississippi River for charity, on a Comedy Central web series next year. It'll be called Roustabout.